We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about MasterCard's massive $2 billion bet on the future of digital payments that nobody saw coming. All right, so MasterCard just casually dropped $2 billion on a company most people have never heard of, and honestly, it's the smartest move they've made since convincing us all that swiping plastic is somehow more sophisticated than counting paper bills like cave people. They're acquiring Zero Hash, which sounds like a rejected villain name from a Marvel movie, but is actually the secret sauce powering crypto settlements for financial institutions. Here's what's brilliant about this play. While everyone's been arguing about whether Bitcoin is digital gold or digital garbage, MasterCard's been quietly watching the real game. Stablecoins. Those boring, unsexy digital tokens that track the dollar and make international payments move faster than my impulse decisions on Amazon Prime Day. Zero Hash processes billions in digital asset transactions and power services for heavyweight firms like BlackRock and Franklin Templeton. Think of them as the nerdy kid in chemistry class who knows how to make things explode safely while everyone else is just mixing random chemicals hoping for the best. The timing here is perfect because Stripe just bought Bridge for over $1 billion and Coinbase is making moves on BVNK. It's like watching high-stakes Monopoly, where instead of buying Boardwalk, everyone's racing to own the railroads that move money around the world. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
What makes this acquisition game-changing is that MasterCard gets to control settlement between old-school fiat money and digital assets. They're building the bridge between your grandmother's checking account and the decentralized finance future that crypto enthusiasts keep promising is coming any day now. The technical implications are wild. Zero Hash's APIs enable tokenization, custody, and cross-chain transactions, which in normal human speak means they've figured out how to make different blockchain networks play nice with each other. It's like being a translator at the United Nations, but instead of languages, you're translating between Ethereum, Bitcoin, and whatever new blockchain someone invented last Tuesday. For regular people, this means your credit card company might soon process payments that never sleep. We're talking about round-the-clock settlement systems that could make international transfers happen faster than you can say, "Why did I just spend 3 days waiting for my money to clear?" The real kicker? MasterCard reportedly lost out on a previous $2 billion bid for another crypto company to Coinbase. So this feels a bit like revenge shopping. Nothing says we're serious about crypto quite like doubling down with an even bigger acquisition after getting outbid. This move shows major financial players finally admitting what we figured out ages ago. The future of money isn't about replacing traditional finance. It's about making it work better, faster, and without soul-crushing wait times. If this means seamless, programmable money that works with existing systems, MasterCard can acquire whoever they want. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify, and always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.